FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. And look, you know, I am big on e-bikes. I've got two of them. I love riding them around town. You go up to 20 miles an hour. They are just a gas. They're fun. They're a lot more efficient than a car. I plug the thing into the socket. I will get 30 miles off of a charge. Now there's something out there even better than that, that you're about to hear about. It's just a great solution. I can't wait to get my hands on one of them. When you hear about it, you won't be able to wait either. I mean, imagine you're just downtown. You can't get an Uber, or the Ubers are just not running today, and you got to get home, and you got a couple of packages, small packages, and you come across a Loop scooter, which is an electric scooter. You put in your credit card and you're off, and you take it home, and you get home in a couple of minutes without having to go through traffic, without getting stuck at 18 different lights with the Uber driver, and then they get lost. All of this. This is an amazing service. It's coming to hopefully a city by you very shortly. We are really thrilled to have on with us Anwar Sakhri. He is the CEO of Loop Scooter. Anwar, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, and I should mention before we get started, Loop, L-O-O-P, scooters.com, where you can find out more information about electric scooter sharing. Look, I've been on regular scooters, Anwar, but an electric scooter is just cool, isn't it?
It is so cool. And it is addictive, I must say. It's so easy to use. It's silent and gets you to where you want to get in a very reasonable time because of its, of course, speed. It's a little bit faster than what you see on the push scooters, on the stand-on scooters. This is a sit-down scooter. So you sit on the scooter and get you to where you want to get in a good timing, silent, beautiful ride, and very safe at the same time.
Yeah, much safer. I mean, one of the things that amazed me about your service, like the problem with a lot of these bike share and everything else, they don't provide you with a helmet. Your service is different in that regard, isn't it?
It is. We have to. We have a helmet. It is on the scooter itself, and the scooter will not start without a confirmation from the rider that he or she has the helmet on their head, and that's when you can actually start the ride. Otherwise, the scooter won't start.
Yeah, which is great. I love that. It's kind of, hey, look, it's a little nanny-ish, but you need to have a scooter on these bikes. I don't care about helmet laws or anything else. Wearing a scooter is mandatory. It's just makes sense because you hit your head and you're in a helmet, you'll be fine. You hit your head and you're not in a helmet, you get a subdural hematoma and it's over for you. What about cost? What is the cost of using the service, and how does that compare to other forms of transportation?
The way we charge for our service is by basically how many miles a person would ride the scooter for. It's not by time. And this is also related to safety. We did this specifically because we did not want riders to rush through a traffic light to save a minute or two and save themselves a buck or two. We want our riders to get to their destination and safely and in one piece, basically. It's very critical for us to have this safety aspect associated with our scooters. So we charge per mile. Typically, on the average, is about between 60 to 70 cents a mile. And it will vary between cities. Like some cities more, some cities less. It's all the economy of scale, obviously. And now we also have a time component. So let's say you want to take a ride from point A to point B. And along the way, you'd like to stop at a coffee shop and chat with your friends or whatever. Then we will charge for parking. And the ride will not be able to be terminated unless you get to a particular destination. So there is a time component, but it's only empowered or only enabled once there is a parking component to the ride.
I see. So you don't want to have the Domino's pizza phenomena that they had a while ago where they guaranteed your pizza would be to your house in 5 minutes or less. And then they've got these young kids hopped up on whatever. racing their vehicles to get to your house so they don't get charged for the pizza because it was late. So we don't want to have that, obviously. So when you drop off your scooter, where do you drop it off at?
We've got two solutions or two forms of the service. One, which is referred to as station to station. So imagine a city, and the city has, let's say, 50 or 60 specific locations where there are a lot of people and there's lots of pedestrian traffic and there's a lot of commuter traffic. So we will appoint those 50, 60 locations with what we refer to as geofences. And you mm-hmm. can start with one particular station, and then you have to drop it off at another station that is also a designated station for Loop. So you cannot end the ride unless you actually drop it off in one of those particular designated stations. It's not a docking station, mind you. It's just a place to park, really. Mm-hmm. So the other form of service we refer to as a floating service. So that particular service, you can pick it up anywhere in a certain city where, of course, it is legally parked, and then drop it off where you can legally also park it. So it's referred to as floating because you're not attached to a specific station. You can pick it up anywhere it is legally allowed to park and drop it off where it is also legally parked, legally allowed to park.
Oh, very neat. Love that. And with these, you don't need a license, a motorcycle license for these, do you?
No, you don't, because of the speed limitation, obviously. These are limited with their speed. They could go up to, in the United States, I think they could go up to almost 30 miles an hour. So actually a little bit more than that, it's 50 kilometers an hour in most cities around the world, which is equivalent to about, I think, 32 or 33 miles an hour. Now that will allow you to get to your destination pretty quickly. In most cities, really, drivers can't drive even more than 30 miles an hour anyhow, you know. So there's that particular element that it can go up to that particular speed. And with that in mind, you don't need a license, a motorcycle license.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. And so really, scooter, you know, it's obviously if there's a lot of snow, rain, whatever, could have limitations. But in most cities, most times of the year, it's going to be okay to ride these, right?
That is so true. Like today, I'm holding this interview with you from Vancouver. It snowed heavily yesterday, so I did not ride my scooter. But this is one of the very few days during the year that I don't use my scooter. I ride it when it's raining. I ride it when it is cold, no problem. The snow would limit my movement. We typically see a drop of about 40 to 50% in usage on extreme weather days. When I say extreme, I'm not talking about real extreme, but when there's a lot of rain or when there's a lot of cold. But beyond that, you still would see people using it, even if the weather is cold.
Oh, that's great. Hey, so company, you said you're operating right now in Beirut, Lebanon, so I assume you have revenues and hopefully profits.
Yes, we do. We have not reached the profit level. However, we believe it's going to happen this year. And the reason is that we only have a limited number of scooters in that location. We are going to augment it now with another 110 additional scooters to whatever we have. And that should happen in the second quarter of this year. And the end result would be what we hope for this year and what we will strive to achieve is profitability this year. In 2019.
Oh, that's excellent news. And you're publicly traded, right?
We are publicly traded. We are on the Toronto Venture Stock Exchange and OTC as well.
All right.
In the United States, yeah.
Excellent. And the symbol?
In Canada, it is Loop, L-O-O-P. And in the United States, it is L and P, 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 and an F. P like in Paul, obviously. Three of them and a father at the end.
F. Okay, great. Yeah, we got it. So TSX Venture, Loop, L-O-O-P, OTC.QB is L-P-P-P-F. I think we got it there.
Correct. Yeah, right. That's the right one.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what about future plans for future cities?
Well, we have plans for at least four cities in the United States in 2019. We are talking to people in Europe. We're talking to people in Japan. We are actually already present in Japan, but we would really want to expand it. We recognize that Tokyo 2020 Olympics will be a big thing, and we want to be there. So we started the business in Japan almost 3 years ago, two to three years ago, and now we are established there, and we're striving very hard to identify a local partner to expand our presence and strengthen it. In Canada, we are in Vancouver. We hope that will be another city also in the lower mainland here in British Columbia. You should see Loop service available in 4 to 8 cities in 2019, depending on regulation, depending on licensing. There are a few elements, a few parameters to our ability to scale up quickly. But we expect at least 4 this year in 2019. And please remember that our scalability is not limited by technology. The technology is there. We're ready to deploy like today. So the whole thing now is rests on regulation, rests on finding the right partners, on expanding in the right time, on manufacturing, few parameters that regulate this particular scale up.
How much does a scooter cost you new?
Okay, so we typically don't like to disclose that, okay. But it is. I could tell you
tell
our cost
range.
is below 2,000 U.S. dollars.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, we don't want you giving out trade secrets here for sure, but the concept of it seems really good. What about your competitors? Anybody out there trying this business model?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This business model 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were among the very few in the world doing this. Then there comes a big wave in Europe with these types of scooters and these types of services. And now you can see a few dominant players in Europe, among which would be CityScoot in Paris, with a primary focus right now on the French capital. And they've got, by now, probably they have over 2,000 scooters in Paris alone. Heavy focus on the business layer of the like professionals, bankers, salespeople, that sort of commuter. So pretty successful. They're not publicly traded. They're private company. And I believe, actually, they're probably making money by now. I mean, they're running a very good operation there. We also have in the United States, there's a competitor, a company by the name Scoot out of San Francisco, and they're very well managed, a very good company as well. They also are privately held. I just want to say here that Loop is the only company, to the best of my knowledge at least, the only company in the world that's publicly traded right now in our particular industry. Okay. Yeah. So in the United States as well, there are other competitors, but they're much smaller. They're not where Scoot is or where LoopShare is. And now with our planned expansion in the United States, I honestly believe that LoopShare will become a contender for who's who in this particular industry in the United States.
Yeah. Okay. Well, really interesting times ahead. You have any major announcements you've made recently?
Well, we made a major announcement with the acquisition of the IP and trademarks of the e-scooty bike. And this is from Raytronics, and also with Ray J, who is a celebrity, obviously. But in my opinion, he's a real entrepreneur, very knowledgeable about the electric scooter market and the electric scooter technology. And we love his bike. I think his bike will allow us to target the lower speed type of scooters and type of service. Mm-hmm. We want to be the sit-down scooter kings of the world, really. I would love to offer not only the 35 miles an hour speed type of scooter, but I'd like to offer also the 12 and 13 mile an hour scooter. But it will be like a sit-down scooter. It will be far safer, right. Sure. And it will integrate our particular technology, which involves a digital display. Think of it like an iPad on wheels that replaces the analog dashboard and allows for a multitude of applications and additional revenue streams available to the zone operator in a particular city. And just to explain, a zone operator is the entity or the organization that takes care of operating our fleet in a particular city. So our technology integrated with Ray J's scooters, I think, will become quite a hit, and we believe in it. And it will augment our particular offering right now, thus offering a lot of cities a multitude of transportation vehicles in the micro-mobility sphere that will cater to any city's needs and requirements.
Hey, so when you say micro-mobility, what does that apply to exactly?
Well, micromobility is basically the last mile. We refer to it as 100% occupancy vehicles. So it's meaning that one rider per vehicle. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have more on that particular vehicle. So to explain it further, if one person in a four-seater car and driving it on his or her own, it means that they're occupying only 25% of the vehicle. With micromobility, it's 100%. It's one person on that particular vehicle. And also, it's a shorter distances. Our scooters, the ones that we offer in Vancouver and elsewhere, our scooters could take you up to 20 miles easily. No problem. Mm-hmm. The smaller types of scooters would do 2 miles, 5 miles. So our scooters can cover between 0 to 20 miles, and the stand-on scooters are just, of course, for shorter distances, maybe up to 3 or 4 miles at best. And we refer to all this as micromobility.
Okay. And how do you charge them? How do you get the batteries recharged?
That's a very good question, because unlike the stand-on scooters, what we have is a scooter that is very connected, and it tells you in real time the state of charge of the battery. So the operator, the zone operator of a city, will know that scooter, let's say 55128, located at the intersection of Main Street and 24th Avenue, is about 40% of charge only. So if there's a rider on it, the rider will be alerted that you only have 40% left. What would you like us to do? We can meet you and swap the batteries right away. So there's no need for you to stop anywhere really more than 10, 20 seconds, and you'll be done, and you can continue on your merry way. Or we can a pinpoint where you can go ahead and plug in your scooter somewhere, or just get a fresh scooter. So what I'm trying to say here is that the way we charge it is we keep a stack of batteries fully charged, ready to be swapped in a city. However, our experience tells us, because of the current range of our scooters, which is approximately 40 miles on a full charge, it tells us that we typically don't need to charge it for the whole day. Typically, a scooter would do about 30 miles a day, meaning that people will be using it for about 30 miles, and we charge them for 30 miles, and that's that. Now, with more and more people using the scooters, we do recognize that they will be we will need to recharge them during the day. And the way we recharge them, as I mentioned, is by swapping batteries or by having them sent to a certain station to be charged.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So battery swap or at a charging station, one or the other, and probably makes sense to do it that way for sure. Well, it sounds like there's really exciting times ahead for the company, for you. It's got to be a really exciting time for you. And hey, it's great to hear there's innovation going on, and that people are really looking to solve these problems in cities, the last mile micro transport. So I suggest you go take a look at loopshareltd.com. That's loop, LOOP, share, LTD.com. You can find it on the TSX Venture under the symbol LOOP, cool symbol. And the OTC, you will find it at LPPPF. Hey, Anwar, we wish you the best of luck, and sounds like you're really changing things for the better.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, and I hope to see you on one of our scooters soon.
Hey, as soon as they come to Florida, I will be there. I promise you that. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All the best.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.